There's been a lot of chat about the existential threat of AI recently. Now, I've got some professional expertise here because I am a software engineer who works with AI technology, and I'm also an author, which is an area where a lot of AI content is consumed from. And I have some important information for people who are reading all the doom and gloom projections of AI technology that's going to end the world as we know it. They're lying to you. And I'm not saying that there isn't some far-off potential of AI to end civilization. That is possible. But the people who are saying it aren't being honest with you. Because the reasons they're saying it isn't because of genuine concern that AI is about to imminently end the world. The most common utilization of AI that has popped up in the last couple of years is generative large language models, which are not AI as you generally understand it. They are not artificial intelligences capable of coming up with things in their own right. A generative large language model just consumes an enormous amount of data, is taught how to recognize patterns in it, and then regurgitate things that match those patterns when they're prompted to do so. It is, for all intents and purposes, a glorified, advanced autocomplete. And that can be extremely useful. It's useful to me as a software engineer. I don't have to write large amounts of code from scratch for test cases when I have one of these engines plugged in that can read the rest of my code, work out patterns, work out what I'm trying to write, and do it for me. That is a simple net good productivity tool. It consumes stuff that I have given consent for it to consume, gives me back information based on that to improve my productivity. That is a mutually beneficial relationship between a worker and a tool. That is functionally a small scale version of exactly the same models that are being produced by firms like OpenAI. The very same simple, not very advanced tools that they are saying have a threat of destroying the world as we know it. And the reason they're telling you that is so you stop paying attention to the destructive impacts they are having on the world today. Because the real threat that these models pose is not the destruction of the world in decades to come. The real threat that they pose is making the issues we already have in our society and economy worse today. I'll give you one easy example. Because these tools are based entirely around the concept of recognizing patterns and regurgitating them, what they do is regurgitate patterns that we identify more efficiently. That means that all stereotypes we have around how to determine what something is likely to be is reflected in these models. When you ask these models to show you an image of a professor, they will overwhelmingly produce a white man. The same happens if you ask them for a surgeon. When you ask them to give you an image of a nurse, they will show you a white woman. When you ask them to produce an image of a thug, they will show you a black man. If asked for a picture of someone with autism, they will show an emaciated white teenage boy. Because that's what these models are trained to do. They're trained to identify our stereotypes and reflect them back to us. They are not intelligent enough to come up with stereotypes, trends, and patterns on their own. This is a major problem because it means any time people are generating content using tools like this, they are generating content that reinforces regressive stereotypes about people. I use this example because it's probably the easiest to understand behind the various issues that these tools have that cause problems in our society that already exist to get worse. Other examples include how they consume content. Firms like OpenAI do not pay for the data that their models consume. They just scrape it in enormous quantities off the internet, regardless of whether it is intellectual property of someone else or even copyrighted. That means that a huge corporation that's backed by the mega corporation Google can take other people's creations, stuff they have poured work and money into to create value, steal that value, and use it to fuel something that produces profit for them. This is happening on an industrial scale and is yet another reinforcing characteristic of megacorporations being able to use resources only they have access to ensure they make profit at the expense of smaller creators and businesses. Even more areas of our politics are targeted by these tools being used by malicious actors to make things worse than they already are, in ways they're already pretty bad. Another example is the use of these generative technologies to produce images, recordings, audio or video of politicians doing or saying things that they haven't done or said to spread misinformation. This makes our misinformation environment even worse than it already is, and this is already happening. It is not some future far-off threat. But actually, these technologies, sometimes called deepfake technologies, are already heavily in use on a far more specific small scale. They have been used to drive exploitation and harassment online at women. Other groups as well, but especially women, through deepfake pornography. Because all you need to do in some of these cases is plug in an image of someone's face, and these technologies can then project that face onto moving images of other people. That means you can make these technologies create exploitative and humiliating and degrading videos of women you don't like and put them online for the world to see. And a lot of these technologies are advanced enough that it's quite difficult for those people to say that's not them, threatening their mental health, their livelihoods, and their families. This kind of targeted exploitation and abuse has been around for a decade, but no one has taken it seriously. These kinds of exploitative technologies have been around and gradually improving in their ability to mislead people for over a decade now. But it's in the interests of megacorporations able to run generative large language models that you don't pay them too close attention, because that means you might ask your politicians to implement regulations that limit their capacity to make a profit from these technologies. They know full well that eventually regulation is coming, and they want to delay that process as much as possible. So it is in their best interest to keep you distracted, looking at potential threats years, even decades down the line, rather than focusing on the ones that are happening in our real world right now. They want to tell you that they're preparing for the potential end of the world due to AI. Because if you're scared about the end of the world, then you're not scared about what people might be doing with these technologies online right now. It's time to stop paying attention to the charismatic leaders of tech corporations and start paying attention to the vulnerable people being targeted by the products from generative large language models and how they harvest data, who are already telling you they're being targeted, because they don't get to worry about the far future when they're already worrying about tomorrow.